Okay, so continuing on Hey Yamanel. Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara says that the machlokas of Rav Yosef and Abaye is totally on the sheet of is about the sheet of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, right? Rav Ami and Rav Asi. That the Gemara is saying that the machlokas of restated is that what the machlokas of Rav Yosef and Abaye is really the shear, the minimum shear of a mavoi, right? Because you have to be chokek the shear mavoi. And Gemara proposes that Rav Yosef holds that what Dalid Tvachim is the smallest Mavoi, and Abai holds Dalid Amos. And the Gemara says, let's say they're arguing about Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. Okay, so how do you see the sheer Dalid Tvachim from Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi? Of course, their case is like this. Right? Rashi gives you a little picture of their case. That you had a regular mavoi, right? And then one of the side walls broke. Okay. So Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi say that if there's remaining Dalet Tfachim from the Kora to the Pirtza, right? Then even if you have 10 Amos, even if the Pirtz is 10 Amos, the Kora is still Mataris. Right? But if you don't have Dal Tfachim from the Kora to the Pirtz, then it's going to be then the Kora is not Mataris unless you have Lovud. Right? In other words, any Pirtz now is going to passel the Mavri. If you have the Dalet Tvachim in the beginning, then you can have up to 10. Then you can have up to 10 Amos, up to and including 10 Amos, because that's has the same Pesach. But if you don't have the Dalet Tvachim, then you can't have any opening. The thing is, within 3 Tvachim, it's not considered an opening. Okay, so what's the Svara? How does that work? So Rashi explains, right, that if you have 4 Tvachim. So what does that have to do with that, with the Aruch Gemara? They want to prove from this that what? That 4 Tvachim, that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi hold, 4 Tvachim is the minimum shear of Mavli. Correct? Yeah. So how does it work? So like this. As long as you have Dalet Tvachim, B'mokom HaPirtza, Samach L'Kora, so it's Mati the Pirtza. Even though there's still a Pirtz of 10 Amos, right? I'm just paraphrasing right here. Why the cave in the Yesh Hechsher Orach Mavi Min HaKorah appears? So that's the essential part, right? Since there's Hechsher Orach Mavi from the cover to the Pirtz, Lo Botalei Toras Pesach Mikamoi, Ubimilsei Koi, Vikoroso Mati Roso, So, as long as you have the Hechsher Oruch Mavi from the Korah up until the Pirtza, so then what? What's this whole thing really revolving around? The Shem Pesach on the original Shem Pesach. So, as long as you have the Oruch Hechsher Mavi, he's saying the original Shem Pesach is not bottled. Yeah. Even if people leave that Pesach and start using the small one, the other one, the side one, as a shortcut. Nonetheless, lo botla Torah's Pesach v'korah min rishon. Why? Mishum dehavi Pesach ledalid hasmuchin lo hoil v'dalid orach ru'uyin l'korah. It's a strange expression. That expression is difficult, right? Now what? Since it's a Pesach lidalet hasmuchin lo, right? As long as you have a pas arba, So then you have, then what? Then the original Pesach is considered the Pesach for Dalet Tzvachim. Right? And Dalet Orach is Ru'uy in the Korah. Why? Because there's Hechsher Mavoy. It's Hechsher Mavoy. But if you don't have Dalet Tzvachim, then you have no separate entity of Hechsher Mavoy. But what's interesting is that that's not automatically a psul, right? The psul is going to come about. Why? Because they're going to leave the original doorway and they'll use the shortcut. And that'll be mavatol, the shame korah, the shame pesach and korah from the original one. So it comes out that what? That the opening on the side, even if it's a pesach, could passel the mavoy. Right? Why? Because the original Pesach has to, the original opening has to retain its shame as what? As what? The Knisa of this Mavoy. Right? The original Pesach has to have the shame, the original opening has to retain its shame of as the Pesach of this Mavoy. So the problem is, now you have a competing Pesach. Right? Now you have a competing entry. So Rashi's saying, the Gemara is saying that when will it retain its shame of the Pesach of the Mavoy? For some reason, as long as it relates to a Shir Orach Mavoy. Okay? The other thing is, the Rashba asks a good question, right? So the Rashba? He says, even if you have the Shir Orach Mavoy, no, of the original Korah, from the original opening, so that's like a separate little Mavoy. Right? How does it help you to be mata the entire Mavoy? Right? Yes, what is he saying? Yeah. I mean, it's difficult Rashi, he says, because he raises another problem that we see later on in the Gemara, that a Mavoy can't be wider than it is deep. That's one of the requirements of a Mavoy. Right, so he can have 4 Tzvachim wide. He can have 4 Tzvachim deep, and who knows how wide? 10 Amas wide, right? So he says like this, that what? That as long as you have the shear of a Mavoy over there, then it's all considered one big Mavoy. It's all considered one big Mavoy. So if it's all considered one big Mavoy in the end, what do you need the shear over there for? Right? It's like a combination of two things. If in the end you're really going to rely on the whole length anyway, right? So what do you need the shear over there for? You need the shear over there because that's going to be a little Mavoy, then you have problems. How could it be a little Mavoy in that dimension? It doesn't fit the requirement of a Mavoy being longer than it's wide. Right? So you're going to say, no, you really are counting everything behind the two. So if you're counting everything behind the two, so what do you need the shear in the beginning for? Just, right? How does that work out? Yashi? Yeah, okay, let's just finish up the Gemara. So the Gemara says, therefore what? You'll say like this, that Rav Yosef holds like Rabbi Ami, and Abaye doesn't hold like Rabbi Ami. Rashi says, Abaye lesli the Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yasi. Da hechsher mavoy bedalet amos ka'amar. Right? In other words, it's going to come out that according to Abaye, pas arba a pas of dalet tzvachim is not going to help in this case. Right? If you have a pirtza in the long wall, right, like our picture over here, you're going to need more than dalet tzvachim at the front to be for this korah to be matir. Right? You're going to need dalet amos in the front. Right? Vachanami e leka pas dalet amos. Right? If you don't have a pas of dalet amos, ein korazu reuya leoso hapas the ein kan kora. Right? Then it's going to come out that what? That the korah is not fit for this pas, and therefore you don't have a korah. It's just difficult to put it together. Rashi's like keeps talking around it. She said before, right? That's emphasizing what Rashi said before in the other Rashi, that what the havi pasla dalid asmuchin lo hol v'dalid orach ruuyin lekora. Right? That's the concept that he's emphasizing. You need an area that's roy for a korah, right? The yesh bohem hechsher hamavoy. So just terms of formulaic, formulaic sense. What's the formula here? That you need what? You need a korah. You need a makom that's roy for the korah, correct? In order to maintain the shame korah, you need a makom that's roy for the korah. And what's a makom that's roy for korah? Whatever the orach, whatever the sheer orach mavoy is. Just in terms of the formula, right? Let's just bring the problem out clearly. Let's say I had less than four. Let's say I had a pas of less than four, right? So the pirtza up to 10 amos is really just a Pesach, right? And a mavi can have a Pesach, right? And we're counting the whole length of the mavi. Nobody's saying just limit your... No one's saying redefine the mavi by the pas. That's what the Rashi explained. Everybody agrees, the shame mavi is going to be from the original Pesach all the way to the back. So as long as the pirtz is just the Pesach, who cares how big the pas is in the front? We say that the korah in the front is still relating to the entire mavoi, right? Why can't you say that the korah in the front is still relating? Because what are you going to say? There's a pirtz here, yeah, but the pirtz is not so sad the mavoi because the pirtz is really a Pesach and a mavoi can have Pesachim. So the original korah will still function for a mavoi. The shir orach mavoi will go all the way back. Why do you need the shir orach mavoi right in that beginning pass? Right. I mean, see, Rashi agrees that it's not automatically so the korah and the pesach and the korah. He says that it's going to fall out of use, and then it'll be a problem. Now, is it still structurally, it could be considered the Pesach of the whole Mavoi. The only problem is that it'll fall out of use. So for some reason, when you have the Pas Dalid, then it doesn't matter about the use. If you have less than Dalid, then you need the use. I think the Ritva brings that out. You need the Tarti Ligriusa. Right? You don't have the structure, and you don't have the function. But if you had the function, it'd be enough. If you had the structure, it'd be enough even without the function. But it doesn't seem like it has to do with what does it have to do with the idea of the... How does the idea of a minimal mavoi, how does it fit into this question? Yeah. So it seems like this. Seems like what Rashi is saying is that structurally, because you have to take the minimal shear of a mavoi. Okay? Take the minimal shear of a mavoi. Now, what are you getting? What are we deriving from the minimal shear of mavoi? What are we really deriving from the minimal shear of mavoi? We're deriving the what Rashi says. What is the other phrase? We're deriving the orach ru'uyin l'korah. We're deriving structurally a korah has a minimal shear that it's roi for. As if you had a mavi that was smaller than four tefachim or dalad amos, whatever your shear is. Right, he's saying, why is it no good? Why is it no good? Because it doesn't have a makom roi lekora. Okay, so that means to say that structurally a korah only relates. A korah definitively has a minimal orach that it relates to. You know, it doesn't get the shame kora unless if it relates to less than the kora is matir amavoy, right? But if you say that there's a minimal shear of mavoy, so Rashi's saying it comes out that if you put a kora on a smaller mavoy, why is it no good? Why is it no good? Because you don't have a proper kora. Is that what he's saying? I don't want to invert things too much. You have a mavoy. You have a mavoy. Well, what's he saying? He's saying, what are you deriving from the minimal shear of mavoy? What are you deriving? Rashi is deriving an orach that's ro'oi l'kora. Right? There's a certain length that's ro'oi l'kora. And there's a certain length that's not ro'oi l'kora. Correct? That's what he's deriving from the minimal shear. And now he's applying that concept here, just in terms of the what the Gemara is doing, right? The Gemara is saying, over here you need to make sure that the kora is a proper kora, right? The kora has to be a proper kora. How's it going to be a proper kora? If it's in a makom that's roi l'kora. What's a makom that's roi l'kora? That's the minimal shear of mavoi. Means there is, in other words, from the minimal shear of mavoi, you derive the minimal shear that gives rise to a chefza of kora. You can't have a kora that's... Now let's put it this way. If you say that there's a minimal shear of mavoy, right, that's matir, that a kora is matir, that means that there's a minimal shear of the heter of kora. Kora won't be matir any shear, right? There's a minimal shear of the heter of kora. Correct? Right? Kora won't be matir everything. So that means that there's an orach that's roi l'kora and an orach that's not roi l'kora. Right? There's an orach roi l'kora and orach not roi l'kora. That's what you derive from the minimal shear. Now, what's the application over here? Yeah, problem. All right. Now, the mavoy is a phenomenon. It's a phenomenon of dira. It's the entrance. It's the knisa to the rishus harabim from the chateros. Okay. The only thing is, not every mavoy you can be mater with a kora. It's a sheer mavoy. Not a sheer mavoy in terms of the dinim of kora. There's a sheer mavoy, right? So you'd say like this, that what's the shear mavoy that a kora is matir? So that's machlokas. Okay, but that shows you that what? That some shear orach mavoy is roi l'kora, and some shear orach mavoy is not roi l'kora. No, So then it comes out, this is the interesting point. The interesting point is, Look, let me put it to you plainly. If you take the one-dimensional view, right, like we were discussing in by Lulav, if you take the one-dimensional view, that anything that doesn't fulfill all the requirements is in the same boat, right, and it's just puzzle, There's no difference, right? That's sort of the view that that nothing exists other than the thing that you can be, you can do the mitzvah with. Everything else is just non-existent, which is.
Isn't that what we were reading Rashi though? Here, that the whole point is.
If you're going to look at this, if you're going to say that it's just the one-dimensional view, so the question then is, this whole sugya won't work out. I don't think we won't be able to work out the sugya, because all you're going to say is that they're two completely separate issues. One issue is, what's the minimal structure of a mavoi that a kor is materis? Right? So whatever it is dalat amash or is dalat tvachim? Right? So then, but that's not our case. Our case is not dealing with a minimal mavoi. Like the Rashba says, we're really going to be including the entire mavoi. So we're just not dealing with the case of a minimal mavoi. So that the two just don't have any relationship, right? The only way to go from the primary case of the minimal shear of mavoi to our case is the way Rashi is leading us, and Rashi is saying you have to focus on the concept of a shear orach that a korah is roi for. That what are you deriving? You're deriving a principle from the minimal shear of mavoi. You're not just saying if it's this, it's good; if it's not, this is no good. There's no principles to derive from that type of learning. If it's this, it's good; if it's not, this is no good. Everything is either this or not this, and there's no principle. Okay. That has no carryover value, because as long as this is one long entity. And the pirtz of three is not sosir the whole length of the mavoi, so you have one long mavoi, you have the minimal shear, and it should be good, right? Or at least there's nothing to learn from that. Then it'd just be a separate question: is this mavoi considered to be one mavoi or not? Right? And it's not going to matter whether it's a pas arba or a pas gimel, okay? But if you can derive a principle from the minimal shear, which is that there's an orach mavoi that a korah is roi for, and an orach mavoi that a korah is not roi for, then we can apply it to our case. Why? Because in our case, the pas dalid, a pesach, is not considered the orach of the mavoi itself. In other words, in our case, what do you have? You have the original opening of the mavoi, right? You have the original opening, and then you have a pirtza in the wall. Okay? So the pirtza is not part of the shear of that kosel. Right? Unless you have lover, then you don't have a pirtza. But with the pirtza, when you're measuring the shear of the kosel, you don't count the pirtza. Okay? So now you have a question. Does my korah have the minimal orach that a korah relates to? Now, that's the question in this sugya. The only question in this sugya is, what's the minimal shear that's roi for korah? If I have the minimal shear roi for korah, then I can say that what? That my korah is good. Okay, if I don't have the minimal shear that my kara, that the kara relates to, then I'll lose the shame kara. Okay, and where do you derive the minimal shear that the kara relates to? From the minimal mavoi itself. Because you can say for certain that a kara is not roi for a shear smaller than the minimal shear mavoi. Right? So as long as there's one small problem we have to work out with the why we have to be choshish for the Pesach switching, but let's leave that aside right now. But structurally, saying like this, that you can't have a korah and a mukum that's not roi for korah, right? Because you're deriving the thing is like this: a korah is part of a structural entity. You have to come back to that. And the minimal not every structure is roy for Korah. Right? You can't add any structure to any structure. It has to be roy for it.
That's why it has a requirement of, right? That's why it has a requirement of having a structure that has to really
be. Yeah, because like we said, it's not just an ornament. It's a structural part of the mavoi. Any way you learn, it has to be a structural part of the mavoi. So, yeah. So he's saying like this, that you're going to, saying that's the machlokas over here by Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yossi. That what? It's going to come down to a question, is your Korah in a makom that's roy l'korah or not? And what's that going to be tully on? The assumption of the Gemara is, that's going to be tully on your minimal shir mavoi. But that's what the Rashi is saying. Once it's in a makom that's roy because of the pas, then it'll function for the whole mavoi. Right, but the question is like this. The question though is like this: how come Rashi seems to hold that the only problem when there's a pas less than four is that the pesach is that they might switch the pesach? Why don't you say no? It doesn't matter if they switch the pesach. Once you have a pas of less than four, it's not good. Right, so Rashi saying like this, that the original Korah must relate to an Orach Mavoi. Right? In order to retain the Shem Korah, it must relate to an Orach Mavoi. Now if it has an Orach Mavoi on its own, then from the wall that's Samochlo, It has intrinsically the Shem Korah. Then it doesn't matter what people do. This whole Mavoi has a Korah, right? But if it doesn't have its own, it doesn't have its own pas dalit of a Shir Roy LeKorah, then it's only going to be considered, then it's going to have to include past the Pirtza, to be considered in a makom roy l'korah. The only thing is that that's only going to be not structurally but functionally related. So if the function changes, it won't be considered to have an orach mavoi. No, it has to have an orach mavoi that's roy lo. But either structurally or functionally. So if you have the dalet, then structurally has an orach mavoi roy lo. But if you don't have Dalit, then it's only going to be if functionally people don't use that Pirtza. So then it's not considered to break off if there's only one Pesach of this Mavoi, then the Pesach relates to the entire Mavoi. But if there are two Pesachim, then it has to have its own Shir Mavoi to be considered the Korah. So the Gemara says like this. Alright, so the Gemara says, no, there's no raya. There's no raya from here what the minimal shir mavoi is. Why? Because it could be that what? Yeah, what does that mean, right? It could be like this. Omar Abaye, how's it going? Omar locha baye hosam sof mavoi hocha tchilas mavoi iik arba amos in ilo lo. So what does that mean, Rashi? So it's Abaye gets it like this, that I really hold that what the minimal shir mavoi is dalet amos, right? But nonetheless, this case will still be good even with four tefachim. Why? Because there our case is sof mavoi. I mean, the case of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi is sof mavoi. Why? Shekvar hoya mavoi. It's a funny Rashi. Historically, it was a mavoi. V'irabo psul. And a psul occurred. What's the psul? Why is it called the psul? It's funny, right? What's the psul? The psul means that the Korah is no longer relating in the same way it did to the original Mavoi. Right? Now there's another Pesach. right? Hochanami dilamahadir l'shavye mavo isogi b'dala tvachim. Now this is a psul over here, that what? The original mavoi now has a break in it. Even up to 10 na'amos has a break in it. So now it's a question. It was the old mavoi started at the knisa and ended at the back wall. Right? But now there's a new big Pesach in the middle of this mavoi. So where is the mavoi? Where does the mavoi begin? So he's saying as long as you have dal tvachim, the mavoi is still considered to start at the beginning. Okay, but tchilas mavoi, like our case, you need dalet amos. So what's he saying? What's his answer here? I mean, it's a funny rash. It's like historically, since historically this mavoi went all the way up to here, right? As long as it's dalet tvachim, we'll still say that it starts over here. It doesn't matter if people don't use that spot anymore, right? It doesn't matter if people use that spot anymore. But if you want to make a minimal shear mavoi, then you need dalet amos. It's a good question. I mean, the Ritva uses a funny lashon of it. So the Ritva, he says, is like dalet tvachim is like a shear mavoi grua, he says. What does that mean? So it means to say, means it like this, that there's a difference between, there's apparently less than four tvachim, like Mitnick is saying, less than four tvachim is not a shear of tashmish at all, right? Now, as you can have an area of dal tvachim, so it still has an area of tashmish, right? But what type of a tashmish is it? That's the question. What type of attachment is it? So he's saying mitchilaso, to create the tashmish of mavoi, you need a makom of dalad amos, right? You need a makom of dalad amos. But as long as you had originally the shear of mavoi, to retain the shame, you only need a generic tashmish. Yeah, dal tvachim is always a makom chashuv. It's usable. You can't use less than dal tvachim. Now he's saying there's a difference between creating the shame of mavoi and retaining the shame of mavoi. That's what he's saying, right? Saying this has nothing to do with you don't need the pas. You learn. He's saying you're making a mistake. It's not that the pas dalid is good because that pas alone is the makom roi lemavoi. You have to break it up. You're not breaking it up. As long as the original entrance retains the same use as the original, then it's not the bottle. I'll give you an example. Like you have, like on Shabbos, you have a kli that breaks on Shabbos, right? So is it mukta or not? Are the shivrei kelim mukta or not? Right? So what's the halacha? So halacha is, as long as the shivrei kelim retain a function, they're not mukta. Okay? As long as they retain a function, they're not considered mukta. But there's a difference between, but mitchilaso, you wouldn't, if Shabbos would enter as shivrei kelim, they'd be mukta. But there's a difference between retaining the shame. You don't have to have all the full qualities. You don't need the full qualities of the thing when you're just retaining it as an extension of the original, as a part of the original. What? Right. So he's saying the same thing over here. There's a chiluk between what you need to make the original shame mavoi and what you need to retain it. So that's chiluk of itself. Right. Right? And the only difference between the question and the answer is whether the pas has to have its own shame mavoi. So then it would have to be, then you can only derive it from the minimal shir mavoi. Or if it just has to, or if it's enough just to retain the original shame mavoi. So then you can say, in order to make a mavoi, you need dalet amos. But this pas, as long as it has the tashmish of mavoi, meaning to say it's a mokom, then it'll still retain its shame. Then it'll retain its shame of the original mavoi. Now let me just elaborate on that point. In other words, dalet tfachim is a mokom tashmish, right? But it's let's say you hold shir mavoi is dalet amos, right? So that means to say, what's dalet amos? It's a we don't have to define it precisely, but it's a qualified makom, right? It's a certain type of a makom. It's dalet tfachim is the minimal shear of makom per se, right? There's no makom less than dalet tfachim. That's a makom patur if it's less than dalet tfachim. So just to have the generic shame makom, you need dalet tfachim, right? If you hold a mavoi is a qualified makom. Because it needs dalet amos, it means not just a generic makom, it needs to be a specific kind of makom. So then you need dalet amos. You're not going to produce that quality with less than dalet amos. Okay? But once you have that idea of dalet amos in existence, then anything that's roy for a shame makom per se will retain that shear, will retain that quality of the original dalet amos. Let me explain to you this. There's the problem of dalet tfachim is that it's not being qualified, right? But once it is from the original mavoi, as long as it has a shear of tashmish itself, it'll still retain its shame. Right, now this dalet tfachim is a makom, but dalet tfachim alone is not enough to give it a quality of mavoi. You need dalet amos to give this makom a quality of mavoi. But once you have the quality of mavoi by the dalet amos, every sheer makom has that quality, right? See, the problem, it's not that dalet tfachim can't have, it's not that dalet tfachim, in other words, every dalet tfachim within that dalet amos is a makom that has that quality in it. Right? The only thing is, the dalet tfachim alone wouldn't be able to generate that quality. But once the quality is generated, it's nitfas in each sheer makom.
Why is that? Why can't four tfachim... Like, I mean, we're just saying, like,
we're not explaining that. That's the machlokus of dalet amos and dalet tfachim. Right. Because dalet amos holds that mavoi is not just a sheer, is not a sheer makom itself. It's a type of makom.
Right.
Okay, a certain type of a tashmish of makom. So once you have the dalet amos itself, then every unit of makom is going to have that quality. So unless you go down less than three, you're never going to lose the quality in the makom. So once mitchilaso it had a shame mavoi, then as long as you're still dealing in the original units of makom, then they're toface the shame of the quality. The only time you're going to lose it if you go down below the unit of makom, right? But to make it, you need dalet amos to begin with, right? What does he mean, right? I mean, the Achorna bothered with what does it mean that it was good and it was puzzled and it's being fixed, right? How far would you carry that idea?
Right.
What if it was good originally and the whole thing got knocked down? Can you just put up four tefachim? Right. See, Tosus wants to learn tchila and sof more like in the placement. Right. The lashon of tchila and sof, Tosus, I believe, is a little confusing, but Tosus, I think, wants to learn placement. Tchila, he wants to call the back of the mavoi, and sof he's calling the doorway of the mavoi. Right? So there's a difference between the little backwards to the way we think about it. We're calling the front, he would call the nose close to the Rosh Hashanah Rabban is sof, and towards the back wall is tchila. Right? So that's the chilek. But Rashi's learning tchila and sof like in a time way. the beginning of the construction of the Mavoi and the repair of the Mavoi. So the Acharon want to know, well, how far do you carry this idea of repair? Right? How far do you carry the idea of repair?
Right, wouldn't it be so bad if you didn't say that?